As if by magic, we've got Lisa Beeney in. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hello.
We've got to say, first of all, Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you, and to you.
Thank you. And my next question is, I know we're going to be talking about, you know, energy and how to save and help cut bills and so on. But first of all, I've got to ask you, I'm going to sound like a copper now. What were you doing at Robin Hill?
I was getting very cold, very wet and very muddy. They had their muddy run on the 3rd of January. I opted for the short version, so it was only 5K.
Oh.
And one of the first things you do is go through the pond there. So we were up to our armpits in freezing cold water. And there was ice around the edges. And it was cold. And then after that, you start running, where you can't feel your feet because they're so cold and your hands are quite painful because they're so cold. There was going down muddy slopes, under cargo nets, up cargo nets, up some of their rope walk bits that they've got, through tunnels, all sorts.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because it's fun. And because I think we all have to take ourselves out of our comfort zones a bit. And yes, you're going to be cold, you're going to get wet and you're going to be muddy. But it's only for a fixed length of time. You know there is an end to it. And also, it's, can you do it?
Yeah.
I've done lots of things in life where when I've started out, I think I can, but I'm not 100% sure. And there is a great sense of achievement when you finish. First of all, you can then get warm and dry, which is a bonus, but knowing that you have actually done something that either scares you or makes you feel uncomfortable is actually a really good feeling.
Yeah.
And it raised money for White Aid.
Well, that's one thing, I guess. That's the positive, isn't it? But I mean, now you've done it, will you do it again?
Oh yes.
Well, even though you knew how painful it was.
Yes, because we all have that little bit in our mind, don't we? I call it type 2 fun, that some things when you're doing them really aren't enjoyable. They're hard work, you'll be out of breath, it might hurt. But when you finish it afterwards, you think, yeah, that was brilliant, that was great fun. Even though at the time it isn't necessarily great fun for all of the time that you're doing it.
Okay, look, I'm going to ask another stupid question. You get in, the first thing you do is you get soaked.
Yeah.
So on a cold day, which it was, you're going to be cold.
Yeah.
Did at any point when you were running the 5K after that, did you warm up and think, oh, I feel all right now?
Yes, quite near the end.
Right, okay.
This is going to sound odd. Once you get feeling back into your feet, it's all a lot easier, because running when you can't feel your feet is hard work. I'd put enough layers on so that even though I was wet, it acted a little bit like a wetsuit. So the clothing closest to you warms up and you then have a thin, warm layer of water next to you. So you're then okay until you stop, because all the time you're moving, you're generating heat. So you're keeping yourself warm in that respect. We were lucky that it wasn't windy. I think if it had been really windy out on that course, it would have felt a lot worse.
Yeah. Wow. Well, well done for doing it.
Thank you.
I don't think I would have even wanted to come and watch, let alone.
It was a beautiful day.
Was it?
Once you get to the top of the hills, the views over towards Portsmouth are amazing. I will confess I've never been to Robin Hill before. That was my first experience of it.
Wow.
And I'll certainly be taking my grandchildren back in the summer.
Excellent. And what, chucking them in the pond?
I think that might be frowned on. I'm not sure I'd get away with that one.
Take them on the run next year. Or that could be a threat, couldn't it? If you don't behave yourself, I'm going to take you on the run.
They do a children's run.
They do
a 1K version. I'm not sure if they go through the water or not, but I can imagine lots of children would actually love to do that.
Yeah.
And the other really, really good thing is for a run, it was relatively cheap. And if you look at the cost of doing some of the larger events on the mainland, you can pay easily between £70 and £200 to enter. For this, I think it was £12 or £16, so a fraction of the price,
yeah,
which actually makes it a lot more affordable for people, so you can go along with your whole family. I think the children were even less than that.
And I'm guessing the money that you pay goes towards White Aid?
It does. I mean, every event costs money to put on and organise, because you have to have first aid cover and insurance and all of that. But, yeah, some of the money from every single entry goes to White Aid.
Okay, that's brilliant. Well, well done for doing that, and all those other people that did that as well. Because, as I say, White Aid supply a lot of funds for a lot of people doing wonderful work in our community. How many people actually took part?
I don't know. Hundreds. It certainly looked very busy there, but I was slightly more concerned about the water rather than concentrating on the number of people starting.
Yes, I would imagine you would. And I'm now thinking there must be at least a couple of hundred crazy people on the Isle of Wight to do it.
Yes, but the thing is, you know, deep down you want to.
Swiftly moving on, we'll take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk. We've got a couple of questions for you.
Yep.
We'll just set it up now. If you are, it's January, it's a new year.
Yeah.
You might be thinking of changing your provider.
Yep.
So we're going to talk you through that, what you need to do. And there's a few other bits and bobs that you may be able to help with because you've got funding for and so on. And we get a recap on that as well. And I think you've got an event that's coming up that you also want to promote too.
Yep.